Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah deals with after the person was put to death and they were buried, this process after that. The Mishnah says, Nis'akal HaBasar, we said he was buried in a specific Beis HaKvaros cemetery that was for the people who were killed by Beis Din, and not only that, but the people who received a similar Misa to him. Nis'akal HaBasar, once his flesh has disintegrated, Len Milakdin Aswat Samos, they would gather up his bones, V'kovern Oson B'mekoman, and then bury him in his proper place, meaning in his, let's say if there's an ancestral burial ground where their family is buried, he can be buried there then. He only has to be buried in the area of Beis Din, that's set aside for those who were put to death, only until the flesh is disintegrated. Once the flesh is disintegrated, he has received a full kapara, full atonement. Now, after he's been put to death, we sort of backtrack now and say, v'hakrovim, his relatives, after he's put to death, boyim v'shoalin v'shlom hadayanin v'shlom ha'edim. They are supposed to go and inquire about the welfare and give shalom to the dayanim, to the judges and the edim. Kolomar, as if to say, by that inquiry, she'ein b'libeinu aleichem klum, that we have nothing in our heart against you, she'din emes dantem, we believe that you judged properly and truthfully, and we don't hold anything against you. V'loha yimisablin, and the relatives of the one who was put to death do not go through the process of avelus, of a formal mourning. The reason for that is because the kapara that a person normally achieves with death, this person does not achieve until their body has disintegrated, the flesh has disintegrated. And since they did not go through the process of avelus at the time of death, and it was pushed off, once it's pushed off, it's been pushed off. However, the Mishnah says, Abo Onanin, however, the relatives do feel tsar, they're allowed to internally in their emotions feel tsar, She'ein aninos elabalev, because there is no aninos or feeling of pain except in one's heart, and a person is allowed to feel pain and distress over the loss of this relative, even if it was because they were put to death justly, because as we saw before, even Hashem Yisbarach has tsar, has pain over the death of even Rishayim, of even wicked people.